Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. At this time, we would like to welcome everyone to Aliança Sonae second quarter 2020 earnings conference call. Today with us, we have Mr. Rafael Sales, CEO, Mr. Leandro Lopes, COO, Mr. Carlos Correa, CFO, and Mrs. Daniela Guanabara, Strategy and IR Officer. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded and all participants will be in a listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After the company's remarks are completed, there will be a question-and-answer session for investors and analysts. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. There will be a replay facility for this call for 1 week. We have simultaneous webcast that may be accessed through Aliança Sonae's IR website at ir.aliancasonae.com.br. The slide presentation may be downloaded from this website. Please feel free to flip through the slides during the conference call. We would like to inform that questions can only be asked by telephone, so if you are connected through the webcast, you should email your questions directly to the IR team at ri@aliancasonae.com.br. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of the company's management and on the information currently available to the company. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur in the future. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect the future results of the company and could cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I will turn the conference over to Mr. Rafael Sales, who will start the presentation. Mr. Rafael, you may begin the conference.
Good morning, everyone. First, I'd like to thank you all for your interest in Aliança Sonae's results. Starting our presentation, I'd like to highlight the great challenge we faced during the last quarter. For the first time, because of the pandemic, we had to deal with the temporary closure of all of our malls. And it was for a very extensive period of time, much longer than we first thought, and that was first projected by the authorities. But thankfully, now we are in a much better stance. As the local authorities observed improvements in local healthcare conditions, as of May, we start seeing some relaxing in social distancing measures and a gradual recovery of shopping centers activities in several regions of Brazil. The reopening process is a highly complex one, it demands a huge effort, not only from our own team, but also from our tenants and their employees. Each city in Brazil has determined its specific operating rules, including restriction opening days, hours, food court activities, and so on visitors. Aliança Sonae's operations teams, which manage 39 assets all over the country, achieved a remarkable job restarting our activities, following the rules imposed by each of the different cities we operate and a strict protocol developed in partnership with the referral hospital Ciro Libanês in São Paulo. We have also tested all of our employees in our centers and our offices and using a protocol to observe a significant reduction in the number of cases among our team members. Even after the reopening of our portfolio, there was an important drop in the total cases among our team members. Currently, 26 out of 27 of our own malls are open, which corresponds to 98% of our NOI and our GLA. Total sales posted a reduction last quarter of 84.8%, a very strong negative number, of course impacted by the closure of the portfolio during the most of the quarter. On average, we had only 11% of hours opened in this last quarter, And we saw sales reaching 15% of what was seen last year in the same period. As more assets were allowed to reopen during June, it was possible to observe a sales recovery pattern in our portfolio. Among the highlights in June, we have the shopping malls in the northern region and of the state of Rio de Janeiro, which posted daily average sales nearly of 65% of the levels of June last year. These assets are now, more recently, are operating 12 hours per day from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., and sales are still improving. The correlation between hours open and sales is very strong. In July, total sales already reached 51% of the level posted in the same month in 2019, operating with 50% of opening hours. On the slide 4, you can see some images of how our malls are behaving and are following the reopening protocols. Those are just some examples of how carefully we are taking care of our visitors, tenants, and employees. On the slide 5 and 6, you can see that, as we mentioned, the first quarter, we had already announced a series of measures aiming to reduce costs during the time of restricted operations. Now, our offices are gradually returning to activity with alternating teams, home office for those who are part of the considered risk group, and all the required care for everyone to preserve the health and well-being of our team members and our visitors. It's important to highlight that we didn't promote important layoffs in the company. We focused on reducing costs and expenses, but keeping up our execution capacity, both in the commercial side, the development side, and especially in the digital initiatives that we have implemented in our omnichannel strategies. In the cost front, we were able to reduce it in 52% in our cash costs, comparing with the same quarter of last year. This important reduction was compensated by our increase in provisioning levels once we took measures to cover a possible worsening in the collection of rents and common area charges. Regarding expenses, because of more flexible labor law in Brazil, we had an important reduction of 39% comparing to the first quarter of this year. Considering that we didn't take any radical measures, our team has been preserved and is prepared to resume their activities, including commercial and digital initiatives. On slide 6, in June, we continue to support our tenants with reduced common area charges and discounts on minimum rents, which were granted in a case-by-case basis. Moving to slide 7, here we demonstrate our omnichannel initiatives. We already have nearly 3,500 stores connected to our platforms, representing 67% of our tenant base. This will allow us to have a much stronger engagement once we launch the marketplace for each of our malls during the next months. We have seen a consistent growth in the numbers of unique visitors to the digital sales channels of our tenants throughout our web apps and our social networks of our malls. The platform directs the consumer to several types of sales depending on the availability of the tenant, such as the e-commerce, WhatsApp sales, drive-thru, and others. At the end of July, we reached a total of 770,000 unique visitors to the platform, which represents a growth of more than three times compared to the end of May. Our partnership with iFood also continues in a very good path, with all of our portfolio malls connected to the platform. We already have 4 iFood hubs, which are structured that organizes the food delivery operations in each mall. And we are also rolling out 4 more iFood hubs in our malls during this year. In the iFood hubs, we saw GMV of 6 times bigger than what we were seeing in the beginning of the year. In a general comment on the overall performance of the company, I'd like to highlight that considering that we did not expect to have great results for this quarter, our goal was to focus on keeping a high occupancy rate for the portfolio and a strong commercial activity for the resumption of our operations. We believe that we have been very successful at this task. In addition, higher provisions provides us a comfort to conduct the company's commercial strategies throughout the year. The occupancy remains good at over 95%, and commercial activity remains strong with 27 contracts signed in the second quarter and 57 deals under analysis to be signed an analysis in July that we expect to be signed this month in August. Daniela will go into further details about the company performance later on this presentation. I also would like to bring some color in our potential construction capacity in our malls, land bank near or connected to our centers. So in the slide 9, we have a brief overview of our potential that today reaches 4.4 million square meters in expansions and mixed use, but the majority of that is mixed use projects. Today, we are working on 18 projects in 7 of our malls. Regarding these projects, we have already signed 6 of them, and the others are under negotiation. Total usable area reaches almost 321,000 square meters, with a land area of nearly 145,000 square meters. The estimated PSV for the signed project is 500 million reais. It's important to highlight that our assumption is to have the mall as the main asset in the mixed use area, and everything is thought and designed to add value to the center. Our goal is to also diversify our base of clients and increase the density in the primary area of the mall. At the same time, contributing to help improve the quality of life in that region. Here on slide 10, you can see that we have projects for the development of several types of real estate, such as residential corporate towers, hotels, hostels, and others. On the slide 11, we highlight the main project that we have today, that is in the Parque Dom Pedro Shopping Center. This project is already approved for 420,000 square meters of construction potential. And this approved area has a total sales potential of 2.1 billion reais. And half of that is is the stake of our company. The project involves a very diverse class, most diverse class of real estate projects, such as flats, corporate towers, exhibition centers, and medical clinics. We have also projects in several other malls, but we here are highlighting on slide 12 and 13 some other that are already advancing. Today in Maceió, we have 2 residential projects being developed with MRV, one of the largest Brazilian developers, for a total of 544 apartments, with a PSV of 125 million reais. In Franca, we signed already two projects. One is residential and the other is a mixed use of commercial corporate offices and hotel. And the contracts were signed with a local developer, and it presents a PSV of 207 million reais. In Passeio das Águas, located in Goiânia, we have a very interesting project in partnership between EBM and Cirela for the constructions of six residential towers with an estimated PSV of 167 million reais. In Uberlândia, we already also signed a hotel project with 220 rooms. And in each of those areas that we mentioned, those malls, we have much more construction potential that will be launched once we have partners to develop the projects together with us and the demand on the regions. Today in Brazil, we have a strong demand for housing and these kind of projects near centers, near shopping centers, and also near multi-use projects. And we believe this will be an important strategy of the company going forward to accelerate those 4.4 million potential construction area. Thank you so much. I will pass now to Daniela that will give you more color in the results, and I will be available for answering your questions later on. Thank you.
Thank you, Rafael, and good morning, everyone. Moving now to slide 15, we present the highlights of the company's results, and here we can see the impact of having all our malls closed for most of the quarter. The company's net revenue reduced to 162 million reais, partially offset by the straight-line rent adjustment. The company reported positive NOI of 4.8 million, already excluding the straight-line rent adjustment and the increasing provision for doubtful accounts in the quarter. We have already considered the possibility of covering common area charge delinquency, so it does not affect the coming quarter results. The contingency plan mentioned earlier also contributed to mitigate the impact on adjusted EBITDA, which was negative by 10.7 million reais, already excluding the straight-line rent adjustments net of taxes. The successful liability management process, in addition to a reduction in the base interest rate of the economy, contributed to a significant drop of 37 million in financial expenses. AFFO, which already disregards non-recurring and non-cash items, was another indicator impacted by the lower operating figures, but partially offset by the financial result. On slide 16, we can see that the company's occupancy rate in the second quarter was 95.2%, a reduction of half percentage point compared to the first quarter of 2020, which confirmed our expectations that we would have an impact on vacancy below 1 percentage point between the two quarters. Another highlight that even with the malls temporarily closed, our commercial team signed 27 new contracts in the second quarter, and in July, another 57 contracts were under negotiation. This figure shows an increased recovery in our commercial activity. Moving on to slide 17, we show the sales performance study we conducted. With the reopening of a relevant part of our portfolio between the end of May and June, we selected a sample of assets that remained open for at least 15 days and didn't close again. This enabled us to perform a more consistent and normalized analysis of the sales performance of these centers. As a result, we observed that the malls with the highest flow of visitors located in more densely populated regions, which remained with longer opening hours than others in the portfolio, had the best performance. We highlight the assets in the northern region and the state of Rio de Janeiro, which reached average daily sales in June of 2020 of nearly 65% of June 2019. Individually, Park Shopping Belém, Bangu, Manauara, and Caxias outperformed the portfolio. All of them were allowed to operate up to 8 hours per day and are assets that receive a high flow of visitors. In July 2020, operating hours in the Northern Region and Rio de Janeiro were extended to up to 12 hours a day, which contributed to sales in that month reaching 91% and 67% of sales in July 2019, respectively. Going now to slide 18, the net delinquency observed in the second quarter of 20 was of 8.7%, impacted by the effects of the mall closing. The PDA was higher than previous quarters, reinforcing provisioning with an increase in credit risk, mainly on the collection of comunera charges and following the best accounting practices. Moving on to slide 19, we can see that we have solid liquidity and low leverage, which leave us well prepared to continue facing this year's challenges. In the second quarter of 2020, despite efficiency gains compared to the same quarter of 2019 and to the first quarter of 2020, with a significant reduction in costs and G&A, the operating cash flow was impacted by the temporary closure of the malls for most of the period. In addition, considering the amortization and interest payments in the amount of $23 million, the shares repurchase of $8.4 million following the program announced in June, the repurchase of $47 million in debentures issued by the company, which reduced our debt level, and a CapEx of $8.4 million in the quarter, we ended June with a cash balance of 1.3 billion reais. Combined with the reduction in the base interest rate, even during this period of economic crisis, we concluded the renegotiation of a debt in the amount of 77 million reais in the second quarter. Therefore, the average cost of the company's debt was reduced to 4.6%. The company's leverage remains at a low level of 1.1 times net debt EBITDA, confirming that Aliança Sonae's balance sheet is the strongest in the shopping mall industry in Brazil. Thank you all. Let's now open the floor for questions and answers.
Thank you. The floor is now open for questions from investors and analysts. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your phone at this time. If at any point your question is answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Please wait while we gather the questions. Thank you. This concludes the question and answer session. At this time, I would like to turn the floor back to Mr. Rafael Salles for closing remarks.
Just thank you all for your attention. We appreciate your relationship with Allianz Sonae. Our IR team is available for answering any other doubts that you may have. Hope to see you next quarter. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you. This concludes Aliança Sonae's second quarter 2020 earnings conference call. You may disconnect your line at this time. Have a nice day. Thank you.